We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the countdown is on for the Georgia State Senate races. Request your absentee ballot right now. December 7th is the voter registration deadline. December 14th through the 31st is early voting. And then January 5th, 2021 is Election Day. So let's go, Georgia. We want you to vote for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, okay? We will send a message to Washington, to the White House, if we do that, okay? It'll be a 50-50 tie, and then Kamala Harris will come in, VP-elect, to break that tie, all right? Boom. And we got to say, there you go. And happy birthday to our president-elect, Joe Biden. He is 78 years old today.
Joe.
Yes.
I'm not saying elect no more. I'm not saying elect. He's my president, as far as I'm concerned.
I know that's
right.
We
do have a lame duck sitting in the White House right now that has not made any public appearances in quite some
Donald
time.
Duck.
Yeah, Donald Duck. So it's time now for today's Strawberry Letters. We switch gears. If you have any advice on, if you need some on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, although I've said this before, it seems like we do more advice on sex. But anyway, we'll see what this one talks about.
Well, we're
right
sex experts. Don't blow that
up. Oh, are we?
Oh, wow.
We know what
we
do.
Who knew?
Only when I'm involved. Solving your problems ain't mine.
So anyway, if you want some advice on any of those topics, dating, work, sex, relationships, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he keeps sneaking women in my house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 44-year-old mother, and I allowed my 24-year-old son to move back home after college. I had hoped that he would find a great job and get his own place, but he wasn't so lucky, so I told him he could come home temporarily. My house rules are the same as when he was in high school. He's expected to keep the house clean and the lawn looking good in exchange for housing. Our bedrooms are on opposite sides of my condo, so I rarely see him because of our work schedules and his social life. He has had the same girlfriend for 2 years, but since he's back at home, he started seeing a lot of other women. I told him I don't like it, and I don't want any mad females showing up at my house. I was doing laundry recently, so I went to his side of the condo. I peeked in his room, and it was a mess. There was some lube and a condom wrapper on his nightstand, and I knew darn well he was not having sex in my house. That night, I stayed up a lot later than usual so I could spy on him. Around 1 a.m., he came tiptoeing into my house with a white girl, and they went into his room. I waited a minute till I figured they were having sex, and I started banging on his door. I could hear him telling her, right. Yeah, all of that. I started banging on his door. I could hear him telling her to rush, and I started yelling. The girl got out right in time because I went in on him. I told him he could not use my house as his bachelor pad, and it was time to go. I told him to burn his sheets and clean his entire room. Burn his sheets. Sheets are expensive, too. He pleaded with me to give him another chance because he is not financially able to pay rent. I told him if he stays, He cannot have company, period. He said I was being unreasonable. How should I handle this grown man doing grown man things in my house? Well, quite frankly, I think you handled it. I'm just going to tell you that. He knows he's wrong, and you are not being unreasonable, like he said. I really only have four words for you on this letter, and they are simply your house, your rules. Point blank, period. What about that doesn't your grown son get? You let him come, you let him live with you temporarily with just two requirements, that he keep his house clean and the yard looking good. You didn't say anything about the yard, but his room was a mess. Oh, and you said no mad females showing up at your door. You did tell him that. I think that's a pretty good mother and son temporary lease agreement, but he, of course, has disrespected it. Why can't he take his dates to their house or to a hotel or something? Why can't he do that? He shouldn't be bringing them in your house if he knows you don't like it. Yeah, you heard me.
Go on over there to the white girl house and see what happened then. Go over there and see what
Well, they could go to a hotel. They could definitely go to a hotel. He already knows how you feel about it. Again, your house, your rules. If he wants to continue staying there, and it's iffy right now, he's got to fall in line. If he doesn't, he's out. I don't think you should let anyone, I don't care who it is, disturb your peace. I just don't. Junior, what you got?
Yeah, you know, Shirley, I'm not here for the parenting. That's not what I'm here for.
That's not
what I'm here for. I you know, lady, listen, my house rules are the same as when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Well, his hormones ain't the same since high school. We know this much. I don't know what your son is doing. If you doing anything to where we burning sheets, what type of loving is this going on? That's what I need to know. I want to know what is we doing in this room where we got to burn these sheets. I mean, what is going on in here? I got the lube on the nightstand. Okay, you 24 and you into that type of sex? That's way much for me. But the other activities I'm highly interested in, to want to know what does it take to get sheets burned? Because I just wash mine usually when I'm through. Yeah, I just usually take mine, throw it right on, you know, color, you know, you put some Tide on it, and then when I put them in the dryer, I pull them out, they usually clean. But okay. Your son, all of a sudden, he in here so loud that we got to burn these sheets. Now, I don't really know about the white girl type of thing. My mama already told me, if she can't use my comb, don't bring her home. So that's my rule.
But if you can just call me. Listen, we're going to have part two of this strawberry letter coming up at 23 minutes after. He keeps sneaking women in my house as a subject. We'll be right back.
Burning sheets.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. We're going to recap the strawberry letter. The subject, he keeps sneaking women in my house. This was written by a 44-year-old mother. She recently allowed her 24-year-old son to move back home after college. She was a little disappointed. She had hoped he would find a job and get his own place. But he wasn't so lucky, so she said he could stay there temporarily with two conditions. He has to keep the house clean, and he has to keep the lawn looking good, okay? And those are the same rules that he had when he was in high school. She said their bedrooms in her condo are on opposite sides, so they never see each other because he's out and he has a busy social life and all of that. So one day she was doing laundry, and she happened to go on the other side and go and sneak in his room. She said his room was a mess. He had some lube and a condom wrapper in his room. And then she stayed up late only to find that he tiptoed in the house with a girl. It happened to be a white girl. The mother put that in the letter. And she waited till she thought they were having sex. She banged on the door, and they had to get up. They had to disperse, get out of there, all of that. She made him clean his entire room, burn the sheets. He's saying she's being unreasonable.
Yeah.
Because she wants him to go. He wants to stay. And, you know, what should she do? She has a grown man in her house doing grown man things. So she said if he stays, he can't have any company, period. We heard from Junior. All right. All right, Junior, were you quite done?
I'm just saying, okay. You know, I just need him to call Junior. I've been in this house since March by myself. Ain't never heard about burning sheets, what he's doing. It's a little different than what everybody else is doing. That's all I just want to know. What is you doing, sir?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Junior. Time for the nephew's subject. He keeps sneaking women in my house. What you got, Neff?
All right. Normally, I would act a fool on this, but I actually have. a 24-year-old son. Okay? I got that.
Okay.
So I got to give it to you straight. All right? Let me say this. The more you keep your son in your house, the more he is not going to become a man. All right? So Tommy going to give you the grown man starter kit. This is what you need for your son. But you're going to have to help first. All right? Mm-hmm. You're going to find your son an apartment. Pay for the first 3 months. You're going to pay for a quarter up front. You're going to pay for your son's apartment. You're going to get him some furniture. You're going to turn his utilities on. You're going to put some money in his account. All right? $1,000, put it in his account. Now, that is your grown man starter kit. Guess what? You on your own now. Now, you need to find you a job if you don't have one already. I got you 3 months up front to get you started. The rest is on you, partner. You got to start being a man since you're doing grown man stuff, and you're not doing it in my house no more. You got to put him out, get him his spot, help him out, get him that grown man starter kit, and send him on his way. Come by and visit your mama when you want to holler at mama. Other than that, your ass is at your house, because I'm the only one hollering in my house. I'm the only one having sex in my house, not you. Grown man starter kit. Now, this is different if we was talking about a young lady, if this was my daughter. It's two totally different things. Two totally different things. But this is for a son that's 23, 24-year-old. I got that. And I'm telling you, my son don't live at my house.
Well, it was
a temporary situation
anyway. She wasn't expecting him to be there for too long.
She was expecting him to come home from college, have a job, and be working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's get you started. This is going to push you out and get you going. But the more he stays in the house, the more he feel comfortable. He ain't finna do nothing.
Kind of like enabling him,
you got to give it a push. When it's time for a bird to fly out the nest, what do you do? Mama push him on out. Your ass gonna start flying in a minute. Or you going straight down. Sooner or later, you gonna fly.
Start a kid, baby. She's making it too easy for him.
He got his own room. You sneaking women in and out. Nah, you trying to be a grown man? Let me show you how to do it on your own, on your dime, partner.
And you know that you want to be grown. He's telling those girls that it's his condo. You know he's doing that.
Okay, what he's saying? What he doing? Get him in there, though?
That is it, Shirley?
Yeah.
And Shirley, mama probably ain't really getting none right now, so she really offended by somebody else hollering in the house. You know what I'm saying?
She hating.
Mama hating a little bit.
Because she said there was some lube and a condom wrapper on his nightstand, and I knew darn well he was not having sex in my house! Exclamation mark. She was mad.
No, he's doing it.
Well, they don't.
You got the proof that he's doing it.
Yeah, we don't use lube and condoms for balloon shows. We don't do that for them. That's usually what he's doing with them.
Yeah. Get him his own spot and let him start taking care of himself. It has to happen. You got to push him out in order for him to become a man. If not, he gonna guess what? That's how mama's boy happens. That's how the mama's boy. That's mama's baby. I got to take care of. Next thing you know, we'll look down the line. It's 10 years from now. He's 34, still over there in that other room at mama's house.
Let's stop it. Mm-hmm. What happened with you, Tommy? And Junior, when did you guys get out?
When I got
out of the house.
How?
You know what, Shirley? I stayed at college, though. I never really, when I came home, I came to visit and went back. Mm-hmm. But when I came home, my mama had these same rules.
It was the same rules. You came to visit. You couldn't come past the kitchen now. That's about us. I'm going upstairs to get something. You can't follow me up there.
Or I know you ain't coming in here after two.
You had a curfew and all that still? You moved back home?
Oh, yeah.
Her house, her rules.
That's it. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10:30. That's it. Don't lie.
10:30 at 24?
Yeah. Porch light off, everything. You outside that.
But I have come home to my mom's house, to my parents' house, and went to the club, came back. My daddy said, who is this? I said, Daddy, it's me. It's Tommy. You know, we shut these doors at 1 over here.
I say, okay.
I won't make a mistake again. No, you ain't gonna make it again. I'll see you in the morning. I slept in the driveway in my truck.
What? Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.